I want to raise an issue here tonight, Kim Corlett, in relation to a planning development in my own parish, which was agreed upon within the department and within the local authority in 2018, a €3 million announcement. Went through the planning processes, turnkey development, planning authority, happy with all the requirements, all the specifications, everything was going in the right direction. But that was back in 2018. Those houses could have been built today, only there hasn't been a streamlining of communication and coordination between the local authority and Irish Water. Irish Water have designed the sewage treatment plant, and in fairness to the local authority says we will not put in 34 extra houses into a small village unless the required sewage treatment plant is in place. That's absolutely acceptable. But we've been waiting all that time for Irish Water to basically put a contractor on site and do that particular piece of work. That hasn't happened. The designs are complete. All it requires is for the contractors to be appointed. Minister, I would like you, be it through yourself or through your officials tonight, to make contact, formal contact, with Irish Water to try to expedite that situation. Should you be doing that? No, you shouldn't. Should it require me standing up here tonight? No, it shouldn't. Is it the competency of Customs House and the officials in the Department of Local Government? There will be an argument, well, it's not our job to ensure that progress is made with a competency outside of our control. But the question that I raise tonight is, maybe there is an opportunity at some stage, it's not in this planning bill as far as I'm aware in the 710 pages, should there be an oversight in ensuring development's progress? There's going to be different service providers at different junctures on a planning process for one reason or another are going to hold up specific projects. And maybe there is an opportunity, and maybe there is an opportunity in this planning legislation, in this planning bill, to ensure that that oversight is there to ensure things move along proactively and progressively in the right manner. Because meanwhile, and this is where I digress, Kim Corlett, from the planning bill, meanwhile, a family, and many families who are on the housing list in my parish and the environs, they have been waiting in hope for 5 years. Their families, their life has been put on hold for 5 years in the hope that these houses would be going ahead. Now they know that it's going to be another 2 to 3 years. So what do I do? What do I tell a family, a young family, one particular family I'm thinking on, child has been in Crumlin recently. They're paying very high rent because it's in a high pressure zone at the moment. It's a very successful tourism location. Accommodation is at a premium. Airbnb is on the increase. What do I tell that family who I told with excitement 5 years ago that there's going to be houses in this area, there's going to be a great opportunity for so many local people getting houses because you have 34 houses in a small village. It's absolutely a very, very positive story for the area. So what do I tell that family that they're going to... Do I tell them you have to wait another 2 to 3 years? And that is not a good place to be. I shouldn't be raising this issue here tonight. I am raising this issue here tonight. I know, Minister, your own bona fides in terms of your own personal approach to politics. I know you will take this personally and deal with... Sorry, you will take this issue and deal with it personally. And I know your officials will as well. And something that I maybe might have been remiss of me down the years is sometimes when a 700-plus... piece of legislation comes into the doll, maybe we don't give enough credit to the people that burn the midnight oil, who do put in that effort, that work really diligently, both legalistically and not just churning out legislation for the sake of it. The previous legislation was good legislation, but unfortunately, once legislation is presented, gaps can appear and contradictions can appear, and that's why, as I said earlier, we had so many judicial reviews on the planning side. So and no doubt there'll be other legal challenges with this legislation, but sometimes we have to look at the personal situation, and at the end of the day, any of the TDs in this House, any of the senators in the other House, whether it's county councillors, we all have the one mission as politicians. We're trying to make life that but easier for people who are in difficulty, and at the moment there's a lot of people waiting on houses to be built. So let's fast track them, but let's look at a proactive way of ensuring that there's monitoring and oversight to ensure projects that are moving okay within one particular service provider, there's hitches in another. Let's look at trying to move that forward in a better way.